The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The season rolls along for San Jose Sharks hockey, and tonight is game number 77 of 82 at SAP Center at San Jose. It's the San Jose Sharks and the Edmonton Oilers for the fourth and final time of this regular season series. The Sharks have had some crazy games against the Oilers over the last few years, and this season has certainly been no different. On January 29th, they had the lead in the game in Edmonton until the Oilers decided to come back and get two extra attacker goals to tie the game, and then get the game winner in overtime from the stick of Zach Hyman.
But Liljegren and Ferraro are still out there. Edmonton throws it to the net, and they score! Zach Hyman getting the pass and putting it past Askarov. And just like last year, when Edmonton tied it late and won it in overtime early, they do it again here, but this time in more dramatic fashion, coming back from a 3-0 deficit, and Zach Hyman gets the game winner at 1 minute and 6 seconds of sudden death. This is a tough one to take for the Sharks. Final score, Oilers 4 and the Sharks 3.
But on February 28th, coming out of the Olympic break, the Sharks got a big victory against the Edmontonians. Even after Jake Walman tied the game in the third period with a huge goal, Shakir Mukhamadulin got the game winner at 9:27.
McDavid across the Sharks line, tries to turn it to his right. That's a nice block by Eklund. Eklund gets it back, moves down the right, does a little pivot, makes the move on McDavid, turns, puts on the brakes, turns, drops it back. Mukhamadulin shoots, he scores! Shakir Mukhamadulin lets the wrist shot go, and the crowd explodes in excitement at SAP Center at 9:27 of the third. Mukhamadulin makes it 5-4 San Jose.
But back in Edmonton on March the 17th, it was a topsy-turvy affair. San Jose led 1-0, then trailed 3-1, and then got goals from Pavel Regender to make it 3-2, and this goal from Kiefer Sherwood to tie the game in the second.
Right here, we've got a face-off and a broken stick. Cleared back out. That was one of the Oilers who did it. Getting around the players. Here's a breakaway coming in for Sherwood. He shoots. He scores!
Kiefer Sherwood just tied the game 3-3 with 5:24 to go in the third. The play looked harmless enough inside the zone. One of the Oilers, Hyman, lost his stick. He went back to get one. That created some room, and Sherwood pounced on the play as it was cleared out, and Kiefer Sherwood scores a gigantic goal for San Jose. For Sherwood, that is goal number 21 on the season, and it ties the game up 3-3. But unfortunately, the third period belonged to the Oilers. Max Jones scored what proved to be the game winner on a critical play early on.
Orlov with a goal and an assist today. Rushes back into his own end, can't get it. Here's a Henrik chance for the net. Save, rebound, score! That's Max Jones on the rebound as the Henrik drive was stopped by Nedeljkovic, but the big wide body of Max Jones gets the stick on the puck, and the man who hit Wennberg late in the second period is now celebrating with his teammates, and it puts the Oilers in front 4-3.
And then Zach Hyman, the hero of the overtime game back in January, would add some insurance at 8:12.
Bouchard across the ice. It goes to McDavid, left corner. Moves away from Orlov's check, got it back to the point. It winds up on the stick of Bouchard. Far side, shot to the net, save, rebound, score! That's Zach Hyman on the rebound, again in front of Nedeljkovic, wins that 50-50 battle against the defense, got his stick down and backhands it home to make it 5-3 Edmonton.
Edmonton has the best power play unit in the entire National Hockey League, clicking in at 29.7% heading into tonight's action. Dealing with the Edmonton power play and the likes of Connor McDavid is certainly a huge challenge for the Sharks coaching staff, and Ryan Warsawski outlined how his team has to approach it on the PK.
The first key is stay out of the box. You know, the second one is our faceoffs, the chance where we can win a faceoff and clear it and, you know, kill 25 seconds off the clock. And then if we can frustrate them, that's icing on the cake. And we can now change the momentum of the hockey game and keep it on our side. So this is a team that obviously is top five power play. When, you know, it doesn't matter who's out there. It seems like they click and they find the back of the net. So, again, we got to stay out of the box. That'll be critical, critical tonight.
Vinny Desharnais, who's been an anchor on the Sharks' penalty-killing unit, talked about disrupting the Oilers' power play and taking their balance away from the attack.
Yeah, I think it's playing as a unit of four, being connected all four, which is not easy, especially when you have a power play that's so dynamic. But we've done it in the past. We've seen them before. Obviously, moving your feet is going to be a big key for us. But trying to keep them on the outside as much as we can, and pressure whenever there's a loose puck or whenever we have the opportunity to do, it's going to be important to get our clears and to put pressure on them.
John Klingberg, who gets back into the lineup against his former team, says that defending against Edmonton is always a challenge.
It's always defending five men. It just can't just be the D or the center or the winger. It has to be all five out there. That's how you take time and space away, by having a good system and doing it together with defending a good play like that. And then obviously we all know they have a lethal power play. So staying out of the box, and with that, I think if you keep the puck most of the game, you're gonna draw penalties instead of taking penalties. So being good with the puck and then defend as a five-man unit out there.
Both Klingberg and Desharnais have played for the Oilers, and that means they've practiced on a daily basis with Connor McDavid and company. Does playing on their team help them prepare to face them? Vinny Desharnais addressed that issue.
It does. It does for a little bit, but he's so creative and he comes up with different moves and their power play did just come up with a different creativity. So it's yes, it does help, but at the same time, like he's the best player in the world. He's always got something up his sleeve. So it's got to be aware. Got to be ready for anything coming your way. It's going to be another big challenge for us tonight.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Sharks fans, Fieldwork is thrilled to be the official non-alcoholic craft beer and proud partner of your San Jose Sharks. Whether you're at the tank or watching from home, Fieldwork is brewed to be a part of the moment with uncompromising non-alcoholic beers and legendary IPAs to classic lagers and everything in between. Fieldwork has something for every taste in every occasion. Make every occasion special. Drink Fieldwork.
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sapolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at bashof.org.
We are live on Hockey Island, inside Riley's mind, to bring you the first ever Inside Out Classic. An NHL game unlike anything you've ever seen before, featuring the Washington Capitals and the New York Rangers. Get ready for an emotional hockey showdown with joy, sadness, anxiety, and the rest of Riley's emotions. The Inside Out Classic, Capitals Rangers, Sunday at 7 Eastern, on Disney Plus, Disney XD, and Disney Channel, and the ESPN app.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
A couple of lineup changes for the Sharks tonight. Defenseman John Klingberg replaces Shakir Mukhamadulin on the roster, and Adam Gaudette is back in the lineup, which means Ty Dellandrea will sit out tonight. Alex Nedeljkovic gets the start in net against the Oilers, who lost yesterday to Utah in overtime and will go with Connor Ingram for the fourth time against San Jose this year. What's the key to beating Edmonton? According to head coach Ryan Warsawski, it surrounds burying the chances that you get.
Yeah, it's going to be critical. This is a team that, you know, they know how to score. They know how to play this time of year. They know what to expect. You know, we want to take our game. We want to be aggressive from the drop of the puck. We don't want to tiptoe into it and see what type of game this is going to be. This is a time of year where we got to have a start. We got to understand that we want to be physically ready, but we have to be, you know, equally mentally ready.
Don't forget, join us at 6:30 Pacific time for all of our exciting live play-by-play coverage of San Jose Sharks Edmonton Oilers hockey. Jamal Mayers is with me on the call, and this is one of these nights when you can sync up our broadcast to the national television feed. So use your DVR and do that. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.